The Librarian of Congress, who oversees the Copyright Office, has issued a long-awaited ruling. It forces internet radio stations to pay royalties to musicians and record companies for the right to play music online. Record labels and musicians groups say the rate is too low. Internet broadcasters say it's too high. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Like traditional radio stations, webcasters already pay royalties to songwriters and music publishers. The new royalty will go to musicians and record companies, in theory because internet users can capture webcasts and listen to them over and over rather than buying CDs. It took a panel of federal arbitrators months of hearings to recommend a rate for webcasters, 14/100ths of a cent per listener per song for internet-only broadcasters, and half that for traditional radio stations that also broadcast online. In May, Librarian of Congress James Billington rejected that proposal. Yesterday, he set new rates himself. All webcasters, except non-commercial radio stations that simulcast online, will pay the lower rate. About the only praise for Billington's decision came from musicians groups. Ann Chadovitz is a director of the union, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, which represents singers.
We are pleased that artists will finally be compensated when their work is exploited on the internet.
But Chadovitz says her praise for the royalty rate ends there.
Unfortunately, we don't think it's as much money as the evidence showed was the value of the sound recordings.
The trade group for the major record labels echoed that sentiment, as did the organization the labels set up to collect the royalties and distribute them to record companies and musicians. Webcasters themselves say that even the reduced rate is still high enough that hundreds of them will go out of business. Many non-commercial radio stations that simulcast over the internet say that even though their rate is lower still, just 2/100ths of a cent per song per listener, they'll be forced to stop streaming over the web as well. Paul Jones directs iBiblio.org, an initiative of the University of North Carolina that handles streaming for 5 non-commercial radio stations. He says not-for-profit broadcasters will be hardest hit by the requirement that they pay royalties retroactively to 1998.
Any station that was cool enough and prescient enough to get on the net in 1998 or earlier is going to be owing for 4 years. Of transmission. So all these stations are suddenly faced with a tremendous bill that, the way I calculated, is several times their annual income.
All the parties have 30 days to appeal. Jonathan Potter is director of the webcasters trade group, the Digital Media Association.
I expect that there will be an appeal on both sides, on all sides. I think that's just almost standard operating procedure. Once you've sunk several million dollars into a litigation, you might as well appeal it and spend another $100,000 on the appeal papers. And there's also a legislative alternative. There will clearly be a call to Congress to vacate this arbitration.
Potter says throughout the arbitration, and while the Librarian of Congress was considering the recommendation, his members asked for an alternative to a fixed royalty rate. They'd like to pay a percentage of their revenues to artists and labels, as radio stations do to music publishers and composers. That's likely to be among the alternatives that will be aired in the coming weeks in court and on Capitol Hill. Rick Carr, NPR News.